This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The issues at stake in the FTC's recent ban on non-compete clauses in labor contracts, which forbid workers from taking jobs with competitors after quitting, might have less relevance for Montana. Our state is less urbanized, our tech and finance industries are smaller, and doubtless the number of jobs and people involved in this ban here are less than elsewhere. But as an example of how an economic approach can improve a policy debate, it's a very good issue to bring up. That's because the regulation of non-compete contracts involves trade-offs that economics is well suited to help us understand. Allowing non-compete contracts makes employers more willing to train and invest in their workers, since there's less chance that they'll walk out the door with their company's secrets. But it also makes their jobs less attractive, so they may have to pay more. But non-competes also shrink the pool of applicants when companies try to hire. It may turn out that the ban is best. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.